Hey, Trip Cramer here from TripAdvice.com. We're talking today about some romantic things that you can do with a girl to make her swoon over you. Now, here's the thing. You're not going to hear the typical things that you usually hear. And I hope you already know that when you hear TripAdvice, that we're not talking about the general advice that most people give, like giving her a compliment or sending her flowers or buying her stuff or opening the door for her, all these chivalrous moves. Yeah, some of those things are nice, but really, when you want to build deep attraction, if you want to make her swoon and really like you, it's about dominance. What do I mean by dominance? Dominance means that you are in control of the interaction that happens with the girl and you are leading. So there's a few things that I'm going to be telling you today where you're taking the lead. And it is going to make her like you and even turn her on because you're going to be showing a masculine trait, which her being the feminine is attracted to. Let's get into it. The first, very simple. When you are dating a girl or even the first date, you pick the place where you guys are going. Yes, you showing that control, you showing that you are making the decision, being decisive, is very attractive and it is romantic. And it doesn't matter really where you're going. I'm gonna recommend to you if it's a first date that you grab coffee or get a drink, but you pick the place, you pick the time, let her know what the situation is. Lead her. She's going to like this a lot. Now, staying on the topic of leading, I want you to be the one to lead her to the bedroom. Of course, with consent, but I want you to initiate that. That is romantic, that is sexy, that is taking control, that is masculine. All the characteristics I can't stop repeating to you that you need to be able to embody. But being able to lead her to the bedroom is really an amazing thing because a woman, it's not really in her DNA to necessarily do that. Yes, sometimes she will, but she wants to be led. Now, I want to be very careful here. I know a lot of guys end up complaining, like, why do we have to do all the work? Don't think about it as you doing all the work and her not, or her being lazy. Just think about it in terms of how the masculine and feminine work together in terms of creating attraction. Like I've been saying, the masculine is the one who's dominant and leads, and the woman is there to receive. Now, here's another one sort of related to the first one I said is, if you're dating a girl, been with her for a while, doing something that they enjoy, okay? So, something that she's said that she likes to do, I want you to plan that. That's very romantic and also still, staying on the topic of being dominant and leading, still that as well, right? So, you've been talking to her, you've been getting to know her, she says she likes something or she likes a certain movie or a certain activity, whatever it is, just plan it and go for it. Okay, so again, this is not necessarily gonna be the first date, this is something maybe down the line, but make sure you're listening to her. And make sure when you know, just say, hey, we're doing something fun tonight, something spontaneous, something different. Are you free tonight at 8? If so, let's do this. Don't tell her what it is, keep it a mystery, and boom, you're again in that dominant position. And she's gonna love it because it's something that she likes and you have been listening to her. Here's another one for when you're farther down into the dating process or maybe a relationship. The act of actually asking her what her love language is. Okay, if you don't know what that is, not gonna talk about in this video. Talk about in other videos, but you can look it up. But there's 5 different ways that people receive love. And so if you know what your love language is, you can communicate that to your partner, they can speak your love language, and then it really helps with the relationship. So the act of sitting down and talking to her about that is actually gonna be very romantic because it's gonna show that you care. And also it's gonna be good for you because you're gonna be able to tell her what your love language is and you guys are gonna be able to connect on that level. Like I said, it's gonna allow for deeper intimacy between the two of you and she's gonna like it. Now, if you can't guess what the last one is, I'll just tell you. The last one is you're gonna act on it, right? So it's not just about having the conversation that's going to be romantic, but you're gonna actually act on it. You're gonna find out what her love language is and how she receives love, and then you're gonna figure out how you can do that, right? So I'll give you just a little tip here. You know, the 5 are quality time, physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and gifts, okay? So these are the 5 ones. And so you're gonna act on that. You're gonna do something that relates to her love language, and then round and round you guys go. You're gonna be very happy, and it's gonna be a great time. Now, in number two, I told you about leading her to the bedroom, but you might not know how to build that sexual tension between you and the girl. Well, I have a video that actually demonstrates that. You can watch that and learn how to build that tension so you can smoothly lead her to the bedroom. So I want you to check that out. It's a free video. It's down in the description below. Go get that. And then in the comments, write down which one you think is something that you can use soon and something that you can do to be able to be more romantic and at the end of the day, get her more attracted to you. Let's hear from you, and I'll see you in the next video.